shade. He let me shave. I got he hold as long as he could hold to me. I could take him go ahead and just do anything to his face and all.
Shave his beard.
Yeah, take him go ahead and shave him and all. And old lady cut his hair while I was shaving him. He didn't want the old lady and Bertha and them, none of them young around him, And he'd just have a fit when they'd old lady and them. I'd step out and one of them come close to him. Just like he was crazy. But he went on them steps and he come back to his mind, I God. That was Friday morning. And I went over that boy on Saturday morning and he was with me, dressed all up, got out and went and shook hands with Mr. Vernon, talking with him. I got on Sunday, if we didn't say it, my oldest daughter, they come down to see how he was. And when they got ready to go back.
Where are they from?
From that old Benny.
Okay.
And right next, Jake was staying with them.
Yeah.
And him and his wife both. I went back that Sunday evening, Monday morning, went back on the job, been working ever since.
Come
on. Yeah. I got
that's amazing.
I'm telling you, who are you? They wanted me to send them off up y'all, Mr. Bonner and them come down, all of them. And he'd go up there at Dr. Missouri. I came up there and let him check him. And the last time I carried him, he said, in 2 weeks, bring him back. Said, you ought to send him on up yonder. Says, he gonna get, he went up there and got the Lancer, come there and said, look, Daddy, what I got. I said, you don't need that. And Dr. Lewis said, no. I said, don't cut yourself with it now. You put it back where you got it. You put it right back. He went and got the scissors and some old sofa pads there.
Yes.
He went to Commode there and got them, and he said, Daddy, these here dirty wash rags, I'm going to wash them out in the Commode. He said, don't say nothing, I just want to see his reaction. And he taken and washed and said, is it clean? I said, yeah, they clean. And he said, why you want me to hang them? I said, just spread them right up there. He spread them, you come around there. And he looked all around and said, Daddy, anything else dirty? I said, no, that's all right. I said, you got to go right across here on where that pretty lady is. I ain't going over where that woman at. I just hate all women. And Dr. Miller said on kind of him and his wife had to fall out when he had to reckon all it was in his mind and all.
Yeah.
And told and Jake ain't seen her. He got divorced and everything. He swear yet he gonna kill her. But him and Bobby Jean married and that baby I got in my arm right yonder. I got up to 6 years old and Jake I'm going to tell you, she just went with everything. And Jake just got tired of it. He caught out so many times. And she'd take my car and run away with it. And, went and got a brother. And she went to all of them.
Yeah.
And
can you tell me about your daddy? We know what he was like. Where was he from and all that?
Well, he was born and raised right here in Cuffett. Out there at the Trigg Springs. Out there on the other side of Cuffett. And him and Uncle Joe used to run the mill there below Cuffett. Ain't Tina lived in Cuffett there.
Yeah.
Ain't Joseph, both of them live right there below the water tower on their own home and all down there.
Your mother?
And my mom and them, they lived down there when they used to run the cotton mill down there. Where Broich had that place down there, right across the railroad down there. And that's where Papa and her married at. And Aunt Bill, she taken and went ahead and married Uncle Henry. There wasn't but two of them, the Knights. And her half-brother over here in Union Springs, Alabama, he married a second time, and he had 19 boys, 19 sets of twins, and they was boys. I'm talking about I went over there and took done with two of them come over here and them baby boys and the one that killed this nigga down here, old Brooke Wilmer.
What happened? I didn't hear about that.
He taking one down there and he loaned him some money and all. They was working. They run that store up there where Frank Port and them run.
Yeah.
They bought it out and them niggas got way in debt and they quit trading up there and went down there and went trading down there at Sparks. He went on there and he bucked up. Gonna be the big nigga and he wrecked his hand in his pocket. And then the boy pulled it to it.